Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. Today is no exception. We have not one great guest, but two, all the way from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, Anna Olin and Weena Cheng.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, great to have you here. Now, you both come from the world of the blend of construction and product manufacturing. I'm very excited to have this conversation because it's something we're actually directly interested in for our own development company. But before we dive into the details, maybe if you could give a little bit of your backstory and how you got to this point in your journey.
Sure. So Weena and I both came from the commercial glazing industry. We worked on high-rise glazing facade systems, specifically in unitized curtain wall and really complex structural glazing work. We did that for about 12 years. And after working on really large projects and watching developers and owners waste a lot of money on a lot of elements from early design through product selection and completion, we decided to actually start our own development, ground-up development, and we utilized the concept and engineering of unitized curtain wall and applied it to our own proprietary structural build system. So we actually developed our own structural system around a unitized pre-engineered concept that we use specifically for our own ground-up real estate projects.
So let's break that down a little bit further. So you use the word unitized. That to me sounds similar to the word modular, although I don't think that's quite what you're saying. So what's the difference between, say, a standard curtain wall, standard structural elements versus a unitized one?
So the point of unitized is everything is pre-engineered and kind of pre-assembled off-site. And then when it's brought on-site, it's delivered as a completed unit. So it's kind of similar to the prefab concept. We actually take it a step back from prefab, and instead of unitizing the full four-walled unit product, which becomes very expensive to ship, has a lot of quality issues, we actually just pre-engineer the structural wall system that we use on the inside of the building. So all of the walls in our system are structural support for the construction, but we pre-design and pre-engineer those and pre-build those off-site and then bring them to site and erect the building basically like a Lego set.
So presumably that eliminates the need for some structural columns and it performs both a column function as well as a shear wall function.
Correct, it does. And what that allows us to do is opens up the facade work to do whatever we'd like. So coming from the glazing industry, we like to clad a lot of our buildings in floor-to-ceiling glass. So you have beautiful, beautiful windows, great views of the city and skyline. But by focusing all of the structural components on the inside of the building, it really opens up the exterior facade work.
With the push to make things more and more energy efficient, that degree of fenestration also brings some challenges because glass is not necessarily as effective an insulator as maybe a full wall assembly. How do you address that? Is this all triple glazed? What are you doing to meet the energy codes as they're getting more and more stringent?
Yeah, so it comes down to a lot of things, even in the early design and even, you know, site selection and how we focus the building and how the building is laid out. So we try to take our projects so that the largest glazing facades are not facing east and west where they would be absorbing the most sunlight. We also use, double and triple OE coatings. The world of glazing has come a far way, a long way really in the type of coatings that they provide, the energy efficiency for the buildings. It's also focusing on where we do, certain design elements, balconies and stuff that provide setbacks and enough natural shade to help the building perform better.
Very interesting. So when we had our pre-conversation prior to the recording, you talked about some substantial cost savings that are possible with this approach. Can you break that down a little bit for us?
Yeah, the greatest cost savings is really on the labor side in the erection of the tower itself. So by pre-engineering all of the wall systems and pre-building them off-site, what we do is we'll build out the wall system and then we'll actually pre-plumb the walls with electrical and plumbing outfits. So being able to move that site work to a controlled warehouse next to the site, as opposed to having so much site labor, which is subject to environmental changes and, you know, people's on top of each other, we're able to reduce the actual labor, site labor, by about 40%. So that's a pretty significant cost savings when you look at the labor cost that rises every year in construction.
So you're putting together these, I'm going to use the word panels, although I might be using the wrong term here. You're putting, assembling these panels on site. Is it just conduit for the rough-in, or are you actually doing the full rough-in and then erecting these modules in place with a crane?
So we do the full, almost complete rough-in, basically off-site, and then there's just basically connections from wall to wall. But, you know, these walls are built in about, you know, 30-foot spans, and then we use a small crane to place them on-site where they need to go. After that, there's a deck and then concrete, wait for that to cure, and the next set of walls go up. But what this allows us to do is we can actually start pre-building the walls before the site construction is ever done. So, you know, when we built the English Hotel, before the first floor had concrete had cured, we actually had three floors of walls already pre-built. So it eliminates that time, you know, gaps between having to frame on site as opposed to when we're able to do all of that kind of work off-site.
Now, when you're roughing in utilities, you've got vertical chases for both electrical and plumbing and HVAC and so on. So you probably have a fairly long pigtail outside the end of these panels. How do you manage that, make sure that they don't get damaged in the installation process and they get fed properly so that it all comes together without a lot of rework?
Yeah, all of our buildings are pretty simple from a design standpoint. So they're basically big boxes. But that allows us to control those connections a little bit easier. And then it's just a matter of being careful and having a really good team that takes the time to make sure it's done correctly and safely.
Now, Wina, we haven't heard from you yet. Tell us a little bit your backstory and where you fit in the picture here.
Backstory. I moved to Vegas year 2000, and I started the Unitech Cranwell Company 2005, and Anna joined me 2006. So like I said, we built the Unitech Cranwell Company from 1 million revenue to 50 million, 5-0, 8.3 million in EBITDA in 3 years. Here in Vegas, we became top three Unitech Cranwell contractor in the United States. That's how, like, the job, like Freedom Tower, Salesforce, San Francisco, when the GC start pre-construction, they will call three contractors in the country. We are always number three. We'll never be able to make the number one, but we're always on top three to price the job. So we've been knowing if you're a developer, if you have budget problem, you call Wina, she's going to save you tens of millions. For instance, Fontainebleau was a 1 million square foot glass, probably like $100 million contract to us. But we were able to save Jeff Sulfur $20 million per project. So that's how, from saving money for the others, we came up our own matrix system to really revitalize urban downtown, being neglected in the last 60 years. Nothing going on here. So the matrix system is a tool to solve these problems. We spent the last 5 years build English Hotel. In 9 months, it's just a proof of concept. Now we're ready to scale. We have 3,000 units on our pipeline to deliver the next 5 years, and we're not stopping here. So we're going to identify different cities, locations, so we are ready to scale.
When we talk about the exterior cladding on buildings, like you said at the outset, these can be very labor intensive. Of course, you've got multiple layers, you've got rigid styrofoam insulation, you've got air spaces, you've got channels, then you've got the exterior cladding and then trim and so on. Every single one of these steps is labor intensive, working at height, at altitude. And that's driving costs of $60, $80, sometimes $100 a square foot for the exterior cladding. How does that compare for a curtain wall approach? I don't know if you can share some generic numbers in a public forum like this, because we're not obviously quoting a job, but do you have a benchmark that you can maybe share?
To be honest, we're out of that business for 5-6 years. And the reason we're out of that business, to me, is as subcontractor, you are perform under other people's design. Sometimes I said, why even do this? Not my voice, just cost developer more money and cost us more to deliver the job. So we really don't know the price as nowadays.
Right, but sometimes you might get engaged later in the process where you've already got the zoning approved, the building envelope's been designed, and that's gone through the entitlement process, which can sometimes take years. So to restart that process, even for a modest savings in construction cost, isn't necessarily viable to restart that process. So sometimes, depending on when you come into the process, you're going to need to at least be able to retrofit the technology where it makes sense. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit, but where it makes sense into an existing design or a slightly modified design where the envelope's more or less cast.
Victor, the matrix systems, we have a one design. We own our own design. It's just universal design. We make our building standardized. That's why we don't do high rise. We only do low rise, mid rise.
Yeah, so what we see really, and this was a part of us why we kind of got out of the subcontracting circle, is, you know, looking at like the labor forces are starting to age out, especially for these real technical trades. You know, glazing work is rather technical. You know, there's a lot of other subs that I think are seeing this. So the question now becomes, how can you do same quality and level of work with the less amount of people? And so that's why, you know, unitized curtain walls really took off in the U.S. because, you know, glazing and stuff on site, which was requiring, you know, a crew of 24, 25 people, unitized system could be done with 8. So it's a way of just kind of looking at construction and, you know, not just from the facade work, but really all of the aspects from us, the people that do the framing, the formwork. You know, how can we improve the system so that we're using less people because there's less people, qualified people in the workforce?
Absolutely. And in fact, if I even think about our own, some of our wood frame construction builds, we're pretty much going exclusively factory built, panelized, even for multifamily buildings and so on. It makes so much more sense for all the reasons you talked about. The labor, there's no weather delays, you're doing some of these more difficult steps in a shirt sleeve environment, and it's just much more predictable and the quality is much higher.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if folks want to connect, if they want to learn more, what's the best way?
Well, I think the best way to reach out to us would be through our website. It's www.zlifeco.com. Wiene and I are both on there, and we'd love to
follow us on Midtown social media.
Midtown Development is probably the biggest baby, so we love to show that off. MidtownVegas.com. It's a great way to learn about the matrix system and more of the nuts and details about our development process.
I love what you're doing. It's very interesting and something we're definitely going to want to follow up on. For the listeners at home, definitely reach out to Anna Olin and Wiene Chang at ZLifeCo.com. The link will be in the show notes, and check out MidtownVegas.com. The links will be in the show notes. And in the meantime, have an awesome rest of your weekend. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.